I want winners.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Want to let you know that on the line is the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider calls are presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app. And also, you can be sure to listen to the You Better You Bet podcast for more analysis from Nick. Just search You Better You Bet wherever you find your podcast. And Nick joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Good morning, Nick. How are you?
What's going on, guys? How are we doing today? I will say, have less money in my wallet now after the Will Levis pick six on Sunday for the Tennessee Titans against the Bears, but otherwise doing great.
That's on him. You're doing great because I guess you got ahead of the game. Tell us how you found out that Christian McCaffrey was inactive and what you did when you were on your show, right? You were live on the air when this happened, and you pivoted quickly.
Yeah, so I appreciate you setting me up to talk about this because I think it's one of the unique things about our show, and I don't want to turn this into an infomercial, so I'll make this really quick. You know, we give our bets for, you know, Monday and Thursday night football at the end of the show on Monday and Thursday. We're off the air at 7 o'clock Eastern time, and, you know, generally the actives and inactives for Monday, think about it, like actives and inactives come out 90 minutes before kickoff, so we usually get them right at the end of the show. So the McCaffrey inactive, fantasy football players, football fans, period, know this. It was a surprise. Like, the Niners were saying that he was going to play in the game. So with 3 minutes to go in the show, like, we get the notifications on our phone. And if you bet seriously, by the way, or even like, even if you're a casual bettor, you should have notifications on Twitter turned on for the NFL insider. So you get this stuff on the phone so you don't have to wait to see it. You get it immediately. So we see Christian McCaffrey's out. And then knowing kind of like playing fantasy football the way I do, following football the way I do, you immediately know, okay, McCaffrey's out. The backup running back is Jordan Mason. And the third string running back is rookie Isaac Guerrero. Now, it takes time for sports books to kind of pull stuff down, kind of like put new numbers up. So you have a limited opportunity there, like when this news breaks, to kind of get good bets in. And the bets were Jordan Mason anytime touchdown, which hit. Guerrero anytime touchdown, which didn't hit, but not the point. The point is that it was a good bet. And Jordan Mason over 11.5 rushing yards. We were able to get all those bets in before the markets were pulled down. I'm sure my show sponsor, BetMGM, appreciated that very much, but our listeners and viewers definitely did.
Wow. That's
11.5 yards.
11.5
that
yards.
That was, and he ended up with what, 148?
Yeah. Like 300 rushing yards. So 11.5 was a pretty good bet for sure. Yeah.
Well,
that's
done.
Incredible.
Well,
yeah,
done,
that,
Prop
that
King.
Is that's very cool. So help us out, Nick. Well, I the Bears didn't have a great offensive performance, but they did win the game, and I don't know what happened to the Giants. I'm not sure that Danny Dimes
played much
better than Caleb Williams, frankly.
Yeah, well, you know, Caleb Williams was the first pick in this year's draft. Daniel Jones, we've known, is bad for a long time. Just saying. My team sucks. I know it. Yeah, like, that game was super frustrating if you bet the Titans. And I know, like, no one in your audience wants to hear that, but at the end of the season, we might be able to say that's the worst beat, guys, of the whole year. The Bears averaged 2.9 yards per play and not only won the game, they covered the spread. It's like absolutely improbable. I think I dislike Will Levis personally as a result. But we go to this week's game. Bears and the Texans. Really intriguing Sunday night game, right, in Houston. Current point spread, Houston, a 6.5-point favorite. Total is 45.5. Now, like, this is just the nature of the beast. I've talked about this a number of seasons with you guys. We do this interview on Thursday morning. There's a lot of times where there's injury stuff that's going to hold up kind of like the full pick for the game, right? So Bears fans know, you guys know, yesterday at practice, no Roma Dunze. Feels like he's unlikely, right, week to week with that knee injury. No Keenan Allen at practice yesterday. So, like, if we make it to Sunday, and, like, it's just DJ Moore and then, like, a cast of jabronis catching the balls from Caleb Williams, I think you're going to see the Texans have some interest in the betting market. Now, if Keenan Allen plays, maybe that kind of mitigates it a little bit. I can tell you guys, and I was wrong in week one, like, the Bears, no matter how the game played out, I lost my bet, right? So I was wrong. I would only bet the Texans in this game. I think Houston's a juggernaut potentially this season in the regular season, and I think this is a bad spot early here in the year for Caleb Williams. So begrudgingly, I would lay the Texans, but again, need more info on the Bears receivers before I place that bet.
Oh, Prop King, can you bequeath some wisdom on a prop bet for Dustin this week?
Oh, Dustin's got the pen and paper out.
Yes,
okay.
He does.
I will give Dustin a bet for tonight, a prop bet for tonight, and I will give him a prop bet coming up for this weekend also on Sunday. The prop bet for tonight in the Bills-Dolphins Thursday night game. So we have seen, right, Joe Brady, since he took over as Buffalo's offensive coordinator, like, he runs the ball a lot, not like Ken Dorsey, who threw the ball a lot when Dorsey was dismissed last year. We saw Jacksonville have success on the ground last week against Miami, and I think you're going to see Buffalo take the air out of the football in this game. James Cook, over 60 and a half rushing yards. Buffalo starting running back, so Cook over rushing yards tonight. And then let's look to Sunday, and look, like, Mully, you're right. Like, Daniel Jones stinks 100%. My team is bad, but I actually think the Commanders are worse. I think the Giants are actually better than the Commanders. This should be Malik Nabers, the Giants rookie receiver, should go nuts in this game. This should be eruption for Malik Nabers. Should have had it last week against the Vikings. Daniel Jones was bad. Much worse defense here. Let's go Nabers. I think we're sitting at around 62 and a half. Nabers over receiving yards. I think he hits triple digits coming up on Sunday.
Good stuff,
that's
Nick.
That's great. Thanks, Nick. Always fun. Appreciate it, buddy.
Wishing you guys and all the great listeners minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck.
That was the host of You Better You Bet and Odyssey Sports Betting Insider, Nick Costos. Insider Calls presented by BetMGM. Go check out all the latest lines today on the BetMGM app.